Part 2, Chapter 26. Gateway. When there is a discrepancy between the verbal message and the nonverbal message, the latter typically weighs more in forming a judgment. For example, a friend might react to a plan for dinner with a comment like, "That's good," but with little vocal enthusiasm and a muted facial expression. In spite of the verbal comment, the lack of expressive enthusiasm suggests that the plan isn't viewed very positively. In such a case, the purpose of the positive comment might be to avoid a disagreement and support the friend, but the lack of a positive expression unintentionally leaks a more candid, negative reaction to the plan. Of course, the muted expressive display might also be strategic and intentional. That is, the nonverbal message is deliberate, but designed to let the partner know one's candid reaction indirectly. It is then the partner's responsibility to interpret the nonverbal message and make some adjustment in the plan. Exercise 1. Until the 18th century, it was correct to say "you was" if you were referring to one person. It sounds odd today, but the logic is faultless. Was is a singular verb and were a plural one. Why should you use a plural verb when the sense is clearly singular? "I'm hurrying, are I not?" is hopelessly ungrammatical. But "I'm hurrying, aren't I?" merely a contraction of the same words, is perfect English. "Many" is almost always a plural, as in "many people were there," but not when it is followed by "a," as in "many a man was there." There's no inherent reason why these things should be so. They are not defensible in terms of grammar. They are because they are. Exercise 2. On the spoiler issue, both hacker and publisher share a key misunderstanding of what reading is all about. People read books for any number of reasons. Finding out how the story ends is one among many, and not even the most important. If it were otherwise, nobody would ever bother to read a book twice. Reading is about spending time with characters, entering a fictional world, playing with words, and living through a story page by page. The idea that someone could ruin a novel by revealing its ending is like saying you could ruin the Mona Lisa by revealing that it's a picture of a woman with a center part. Spoilers are a myth. They don't spoil. No elaborate secrecy campaign is going to make Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows any better than it already is, and no website could possibly make it useless and boring. Exercise 3. Every exchange in Javanese systematically defines the hierarchical relations between the speakers. A speaker must adjust his speech level according to the status of the person addressed. Basically, there are two speech levels, Ngoko and Kromo. Ngoko is the basic form of that language, used to talk to people of equal status, whom one knows intimately, or to social inferiors. Kromo is used to talk to older people, people of higher status, or those whose status relative to one is yet unknown. While the great majority of vocabulary items do not change between levels, the ones that do are the most common. Thus, the most basic sentences differ markedly. E.g., "Where are you coming from?" is Soko Ngendi in Ngoko and Saking Pundi in Kromo. "I cannot do it" translates as either "aku ora iso" or "kulo mboten saged." Moreover, the very texture of the two levels contrasts. Ngoko can sound rough, even harsh, and is very precise. Kromo, on the other hand, is always spoken softly and slowly and is deliberately vague. Exercise 4. One-shot media are unique in that, unlike other consumer goods, and unlike continuing media, there is no expectation of repeat sales. A film or book promotion can be moderately successful up to a point, even if the promoted film or book disappoints the purchasers. It is not likely to be a wild success, of course. Unlike the television executive whose advertising income depends on the ratings, the filmmaker or publisher may feel that the promotion has done its job if the public has put its money down. Even though some additional sales will be lost because of bad reputations, people will tend to rationalize the wisdom of purchases they have already made. The book may remain on the shelf unread, but the buyer plans to get around to it someday. Few moviegoers walk out on even the most disappointing film once they have paid to see it.